This season on Bearing It All with Call Me Adam, I am highlighting my entertainment idols. And today, I am going back in time and behind the curtain to bring you this blast from the past.
Hey everybody, it's Adam, live and in person for you. Hey everybody, it's Adam, wonder who he'll interview.
As two-time Grammy nominee Joe DiMassina gets ready to bring her Heads Carolina, Tails California tour home to the Northeast, I thought this would be a good time to share with you my 2010 interview with her. You see, in 2010, Joe D was embarking on her most intimate tour to date, the Music Room Series Tour, where she left behind the big stadiums and came to smaller clubs and venues like her New York City stop at Michael Feinstein's Cabaret Club, Feinstein's at the Regency. Now, here's a little behind the curtain story for you. I was very fortunate to get a pair of press tickets to see the show and interview Joe D right after. The kindness Joe D showed me during and after the interview is something I have never forgotten. She took her time in answering all of my questions, even though there was a crowd of people waiting for her at the VIP after party. She made me feel as if I was the only person she had to talk to that night. After we were done, she let me take a picture with her, and then asked my dad if he wanted to take a picture with her and told him to come up to take one. We truly felt like royalty being with Joe D. Now, here's an additional behind the curtain story for you. When I started recording the interview, Joe D asked if this was going to be published as an audio interview or in print format. At that time, I didn't have a way to share the audio, but now, all these years later, I do. And it's through this podcast. So, as you listen to this interview, I hope you feel all the excitement, fun, and laughter we had together.
Hello!
I interview artists and performers, asking them the everyday burning questions others are too afraid to ask.
I want to know what the burning questions
well,
are.
Well, here they are. The first one, you kind of answered outside.
Do they hear my response? Because I'm totally a wise ass, and it always looks different in print. So.
I am still trying to get audio onto my blog.
Okay.
So
okay.
The first question is, who inspired you to become a performer?
Well, performer would be like a Dolly and like the Judds. A singer, James Taylor. He's a great entertainer as well. But in my full show, there's a lot of wild craziness that goes on. But it's great to be able to pull off both a Dolly Parton or a Reba McEntire influenced show, which is like all the big whoa-hoo, and then a James Taylor kind of like laid back, it's just here about the music. So huge spectrum of influences in my career. I love music. Even now my iPod is just, I got everything from James Taylor to Miley Cyrus to Casting Crowns to Maroon 5. It's all
That's
over
great.
The place. Okay, I gave you way more than you wanted.
No, I love it. Who's the one person you haven't worked with that you would like?
James Taylor. Yes. Mm-hmm. Put that on your blog and write it.
I'll put it in bold.
Put that in your blog and write it.
What has been your most embarrassing onstage moment?
Not on stage. I would say this morning would be my most embarrassing on national television.
Oh.
Because for some reason I thought we were doing something really quick and local and I wasn't paying attention to my paperwork. And so I had the worst outfit to wear on Fox and Friends. You can Google it, I'm sure. And then, you know what? I just started like losing weight and working out really hard this year.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt really good about myself. There were pants that I couldn't get on, like those pants that I got on. And then I saw my reflection on the monitor and I was like, holy shit. So I'm like, I need liposuction. I don't know.
Is there ever a time you thought about quitting? And if so, what career would you choose?
Recently. I thought about it recently because I just could not get this record out to save my life. And I won't believe it's coming out until after it's out. And I would love to do something with TV, like hosting or write. Like I told you, I've been working on a book forever and ever. So just any type of outlet. And I think any kind of like interactive TV show would be hysterical.
You would be great at that.
Because it's just all about the fan and the listener. We have so much fun. If you actually saw this show out on the road, it does last two and a half hours.
Oh.
Because we're just waving back and forth, like being wise guys and stuff like that. So
I can tell. I wish it went longer.
They're like 60, yeah, no. 70 top. And I was like, okay. Yeah. Like, I don't know if they've ever done a 70-minute show. And then it's like, no encore.
No.
Okay.
If you could dream about anyone while you sleep, who would it be?
My husband. Oh. He's a hottie. Yeah, if you could dream about anybody while you're asleep as opposed to while I'm awake. That would be it.
That's a good question. Yeah. I like that. I'm going to start asking
it's
that.
It's a lame answer.
What's your proudest moment? And it could be professional or non-professional, however you choose to answer.
Be cliche to say the birth of my child. Because really, I had a C-section, so I didn't do anything. It just showed up. It's true. I think every time I can get on stage and perform, I'm proud. Because I just... It's about having fun.
Mm-hmm.
It's really, and it's about sharing it, that experience with the person mm-hmm. that cared enough to give up their evening and come mm-hmm. and drag their dad.
Favorite hobby?
Singing, writing.
Favorite website?
Yours, of course.
Oh, thank you. I love it.
That one and weather.com, because I'm always checking the weather where I'm going.
I like that. Superman or Wonder Woman?
Wonder Woman.
All right.
Wonder Woman.
Who do you consider to be your hero?
I know I keep wanting to say Jesus, but a lot of people's hero. I would say the single moms out there that are pulling it off, because I have the help of my husband, and it's amazing how much that takes.
Yeah.
That, how much that can take.
Yeah. What's the best advice you've given but not taken for yourself?
Don't care what anybody else thinks.
I like that.
That was a good one.
And favorite way to spend your day off?
Hanging with you.
Aww.
I am going to go run in Central Park tomorrow. And so I am totally stoked about that.
That's awesome. Awesome. Well, thank you so much.
Well,
I appreciate doing it.
All
right. I will
do that. Come back. I'm here all week. We can do an interview every day after this.
He'll get the dirt and the scoop and the story, for he happens to be in the know. Just ask anybody who's had him. Adam lives for the business of show. Call me Adam.com.
Oh, wait. You don't know? You haven't heard? You must not be subscribed to the Call Me Adam Digest. When you sign up for the Call Me Adam Digest, you are the first to know. You get a front row seat to my interviews and podcast episodes, where you get to discover new things about your favorite celebrities. You get personal stories from the other side of the microphone that you wouldn't know by just reading, watching, or listening to my interviews. We get to have a weekly connection, and you can add some fun to your weekend. So come take a peek behind the curtain with the Call Me Adam Digest. Sign up today at callmeadam.com. Can't wait to see you there. I know I've shared this before, but in case you don't know, I am part of an entrepreneurial community called My Sexy Business. Every Friday, I produce, contribute, and co-host Good Morning Entrepreneurs, a weekly live stream show for entrepreneurs by entrepreneurs. We talk about topics related to building and growing a business. It's a place where you can grab ideas, see real-life examples of what is possible, and have some laughs along the way. So won't you tune in and join me, my fellow co-hosts, and all the roving reporters from across the globe this Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time at www.mysexybusiness.com. We can't wait to see you there.